The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here, the Just Veggies podcast. I also write the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. And today we will be talking about a topic I don't think I've ever written about or talked about here before, and that is asparagus. I love asparagus. Asparagus is my favorite opening act in my kitchen's season-long romp with fresh farmers markets ingredients, or my own garden ingredients. I rarely buy it out of season because if I do, that means it has flown more miles than I have in the last 6 months. I just love how fleeting asparagus season is when it's sourced locally. It's only around for a limited time, so we must have some for dinner tonight if it's local. My parents grew a small row of asparagus in our garden, but having it at the ready just never gave me the same thrill as hunting for it along our farm's hedgerows. So this is how it gets there. Birds love to eat the little red berries that develop on the plant's wispy branches. They pluck the berries, they eat the berries, they fly off into the hedges, and, you know, they eventually poop. And when they poop out the seeds. A little while longer or after that, a few years later perhaps, you might even spot some of that asparagus actually growing right underneath where they had perched. And so it's easy to spot in the spring growing in a hedgerow because it is greener than the branches that are not yet leafed out. So where did those berries come from? Not just my parents' few stalks of it or crowns of it in the garden. My cousin Lyle had 5 acres of it across the street from us. So those birds had all they could eat. All you can eat asparagus buffet. So the reason I'm talking about asparagus is because the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society has recently announced its gold medal plants for this year, 2024. And to my delight, an asparagus variety was on their list. That's awesome. You rarely get asparagus getting a gold medal award, right? So if anyone was looking for, but you know, if you want to know more about the gold medal plants, the gold medal plant program provides suggestions of things like trees, shrubs, edible plants, vines, perennial plants. And these selections are chosen based on their ease of cultivation, multiple seasons of interest, how commercially available they are. So if they suggest something, you can actually find it. And the appropriateness for the Mid-Atlantic region. So if you're in the Mid-Atlantic, the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society has plants for you. The board and their nursery owners, the professional horticulturists, and gardening enthusiasts picked asparagus and a certain variety of asparagus called Millennium as this year's edible recommendation. Now, while I am not in the Mid-Atlantic, I believe that Millennium's description will make it a good choice for even folks in southern New England like myself. So according to the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society's description, Millennium is one of the highest yielding asparagus varieties on the market. It will produce uniform, tight-tipped and tender spears with a wonderful flavor. So once the season's harvest is done, the rest of the plant will develop into a tall, 3 to 5 foot or so, and somewhat slender, maybe 1 foot to 3 feet wide. It'll become like a wispy, fern-like hedge. A bonus of keeping the foliage around, and you must, and I'll explain that later, is that it turns a lovely yellow color in the fall before it goes dormant and disappears for the winter. Oh, and did you know, by the way, asparagus is a perennial vegetable? Just like rhubarb, it'll come up year after year. And apparently, I just learned this, asparagus plants basically last about 15 years, so it's worth the investment. This millennium variety of asparagus is hardy to USDA zones 3 to 10. So that's good for me. And then it will, like I said, come up year after year. Another thing I just learned about asparagus, and I should have known this, it is deer resistant. No wonder my cousin's 5-acre crop of asparagus came back year after year, despite all the deer in my region. Okay, and now let's move on to some general growing tips. So if you want to start some asparagus, here you go. Number one, choose a site that is sunny, has loose and fertile soil, and soil that is also evenly moist and well draining. If you have sandy soil, that's pretty good. So keep in mind, this is tip number two, keep in mind asparagus grows both vertically and horizontally. So you'll want a spot that can accommodate the asparagus plant's deep root system. What I meant by growing vertically was it grows down. So keep in mind the deep root system. Also, you want to give its roots plenty of space to grow outward. So not too close to anything else, like stay away from a walkway or a hedge or something like that. Tip number three, you can start asparagus from seed, or you can just use a asparagus crown. You can purchase an asparagus crown. A crown is basically a bud and some roots. And those roots will be planted into a furrow that is about 6 to 12 inches deep. And I can tell you more about this in a couple of seconds. Okay, moving on to tip number four. Now, although I did mention that asparagus can be a bit drought tolerant, just be sure it has even moisture. So no cycles of drying out and watering, just even water whenever you can. Even during that period where the ferny foliage is growing, it still needs lots of water. Okay, tip number, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tip number five, harvest the spears only through June. Continue to allow spears to grow into the ferny form of the plant. The foliage will bring much needed nutrition to the crown and the roots so that they can continue to grow bigger and better and produce spears the following year. So if you're planting crowns, this is tip number six, planting crowns, wait 2 years before you begin harvesting your spears. It just needs time to settle in for the crowns to grow and for those ferns, ferny foliage, to bring some nutrients down to the roots. So keep them a couple of years and then harvest. Tip number seven. Mulching the asparagus will help keep weeds down, and it also keeps the soil consistently moist and cooler. However, this consistently moist and cooler in the springtime can delay the spears from growing. So, after the winter, early spring, push the mulch away from the crowns, and that will help the soil to warm up, and it also encourages the soil, or I should say the spears, to grow. I found a lot of really good tips about growing asparagus in much more detail on the University of Minnesota Extension Program website. So if you want to Google that, just type in University of Minnesota Extension Program Growing Tips Asparagus. It was an excellent site, and it also gave tips for, you know, yes, the home gardener, but also like the market gardener, someone who is going to grow several rows and possibly sell it, you know, at the farmer's market or somewhere like that. Or you could just skip all that cultivation dips and go searching for it in your hedges, like I did when I was a kid, and experience that same thrill. That's all for me, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.